Talk Radio 570 KVI.
All right. Let's get back to more important stuff here. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570. Thank you for joining me. It is 7:35. Good morning, everybody. So we've been talking the last couple of days about the so-called fiscal cliff. That is, at the end of the year, unless Congress makes some sort of deal with the White House, you're going to see a whole host of taxes go up, way up. Everybody's income taxes go up. Plus, the tax on dividends goes from 15% to as high as 39%. For those of you fixed income seniors living on dividend income, that's coming your way. Capital gains goes up 25% from 15 to 20%. That's a one-third increase. And all sorts of deductions. Say the child tax credit, it's $1,000. Yeah, it goes down to $500. So all sorts of tax increases go up. All sorts of spending cuts that are indiscriminate take place. Earlier today, Patty Murray, who for some reason, who knows why, is a little bashful about coming on this show and talking to me, even though we've got an open invitation. I'd love to talk to her about the fiscal cliff. She did go on with Soledad O'Brien on CNN earlier today.
Hold on,
that's
Senator.
What we're fighting
Let me
for.
Turn to McKay and to Will Cain about this, because we were discussing this in the commercial break as well. Some people said it's not a cliff, it's a slope. And what?
Okay, Will Cain is what passes for a conservative there on CNN.
What you could do is go slide down the slope a couple of days.
Right. If Democrats are willing to go past that point, whether we call it a cliff or a slope, why would they do that? What kind of leverage would they gain is the question. And in furtherance of what goal? And I don't know the answer to this, McKay. If all of the Bush tax cuts expire, and by the way, that's the situation we're talking about, middle class, upper income earners, if all of them expire, what will Democrats come back with in, say, February? What will be their proposal for what a tax code should look like? I don't know.
Does Senator Murray know? Will Cain puts the onus on the Democrats. You know, what exactly do you want?
I'm delighted to answer that. What would happen is at the end of this year, all of the tax cuts would expire, all the Bush tax cuts. Then, beginning in a new Congress, we could put forward a bill that does what we all want to do, to put back in place tax cuts for those Americans who earn less than $250,000 a year. That's 98% of Americans. Put that on the floor of the Senate, and the Republicans would not want to vote against that, because that itself would be voting against a tax cut. So I think they put themselves in a very vulnerable position. They've delayed us for nothing and have put the country in a bad spot.
Or it could be everybody.
Yeah, what is happening is, okay, it passes the Senate, then it goes to the House. The House says, well, our version is we don't raise taxes on anyone. Back to you, U.S. Senate. And then you toggle back and forth. And that's that. So you got a stalemate. And in the meantime, Patty Murray is the one responsible for pushing Congress off the fiscal cliff, because the new taxes are in place, the indiscriminate spending cuts in place, and all of the economic turmoil that has been predicted, and which is we're beginning to see, you know, storm clouds already appearing, as it appears Congress is not serious about dealing with this problem. Will have begun raining.
Buddy, I mean, I think honestly, the American voter, if you effectively raise, you meaning all of Congress on both sides of the aisle, you effectively raise taxes by killing the tax cuts for everybody and go over that cliff, I got to tell you, I would not want to be holding the bag on that one, no matter what
so
party I'm representing.
Neither do I, but I don't want to have an unfair package.
Well, it wouldn't be unfair. You see, as I was pointing out to you last hour, there are members of Congress, and one of them said as much on this show last Thursday, Adam Smith. It said, if you really want to get serious about spending control and deficit reduction, we need to have a serious conversation about raising taxes on people earning far less than $250,000 a year, because let's be honest, that's where most of the money is. That's where most of the tax breaks are. And I'm telling you, Patty Murray is just a stalking horse for doing this, because once the taxes on the wealthy have been raised, well, then they say, well, we still have the deficits. I guess we must extend our shared sacrifice here a little bit. Here's some more comments from Patty Murray on CNN this morning.
I, like everybody else, believes that we should not go over the fiscal cliff. But we are facing today a terrific problem in our country in balancing the needs of people everywhere and facing this budget crisis that we have. We need a balanced, responsible, fair decision to and a way to put this budget together so that everybody pays their fair share. The key to that right now is whether or not the Republicans are going to continue to stand in a corner and say everybody else has to solve this, everybody else has to sacrifice.
So let's say they do.
But we're going to protect the wealthiest Americans.
So let's say.
The goal here is to get the tax increases, and then when they don't materialize, because as I've already pointed out, in Great Britain they've done this. They've already gone through this drill. They raise the taxes on the wealthy from 40 to 50%. Aha, make the wealthy pay their fair share. And what happened? Less money came into the treasury. And that's what happens, you know, in this country. We had tax rates of 70% on the wealthy back in the 70s. And the richest 1% paid 17% of the nation's tax bill. Today, they pay exactly half that, 35%. But they don't pay 17% of the nation's tax bill. The richest 1% pay 39% of the nation's tax bill. See, what happens is it becomes economically advantageous to put your money into the economy rather than putting your money into sheltered areas, tax-free municipal bonds, as an example. And believe me, Senator Murray would never get rid of those. She'd be hearing from, you know, every big city Democratic mayor in the country if she tried to support something like that. Anyway, let us get a final clip from Senator Murray on CNN this morning.
So I think there are people who would say agreeing to go over the cliff is almost irresponsible. You know, you look at the things that people have said, that raises unemployment to 9.1%, that puts millions of people out of work, that affects your GDP. I mean, there's all these terrible things, right, that the fiscal cliff brings.
Absolutely. But the alternative to that is, if they insist on their position, is that even worse, that middle-class families who've been hurt over the past number of years because of the economy are going to bear the entire burden of our fiscal challenges, whether it's cuts to education, whether it's changes to Medicare and Social Security, or whether it's they themselves having to pay additional taxes.
Well, that'll only happen if you go over the fiscal cliff. If you don't want those cuts made, Senator, don't go over the fiscal cliff.
What we're saying is it has to be fair, everyone has to participate, and we can't continue to allow the Republicans to exclude one group of people, those making over $250,000 a year, from paying their fair share. So,
see, the Republicans aren't trying to exclude one group of people. Patty Murray is trying to exclude one group of people from continuing to pay the same taxes. She wants the extension of the Bush tax cuts, which means the extension of the current tax rates for everyone except one group of people, the wealthy. And Soledad O'Brien, I mean, Soledad probably thinks, oh, I grilled Patty Murray. No, she didn't mention any of these things. But that's what's really going on. And see, this is all political. The strategy of the Democrats is, okay, we won the election. The Republicans are holding firm on tax increases. If they agree to a tax hike for the very rich, number one, they've caved. Number two, they've divided their party. We start the new session with a divided Republican Party. What they're not thinking about is the country. What they're not thinking about is what's good for the nation. And that's why the left wing of the Democratic Party, they want to go over the fiscal cliff. They want to trigger an emergency. They are so obsessed with class warfare because it's how they do politics. That's how they do politics. Separate and divide the country along racial lines, ethnic lines, secular versus religious lines, women versus men lines, and of course, most prominently, economic lines. Divide Americans by income, and you know the rich are not paying their fair share. They're not doing what they should be doing. Bottom line is, we know what they're really up to, and what they're really up to is trying to reach beyond the wealthy, because the wealthy just won't pay that much in higher taxes. Even if the rates go up, the revenue won't go up. And, you know, Patty Murray's been accused in the past of not being all that bright. Does she understand that? Oh, yeah, she understands this. You know, this is all about political advantage. And I don't think it's going to work out for her.